Only a month of that to go. Well, Tony Blackburn was the first DJ on Radio 1, responsible for that line we heard in that clip about welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1. He'd come from the pirate station Radio Caroline, where he introduced jingles there. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. And you introduced them at Radio Caroline because you'd heard them in the United States and liked the sound of it.
Yes, the very best ones, of course. The American ones started on Big L Radio London, and those were the real gems. And they just gave the station such a professional-sounding sound. I mean, the Radio Caroline ones weren't very good, but as soon as we got the American ones in, that's when it really started. And those were the ones that Radio 1, the one that you heard there, that was copied from.
And so, of course, when you started on Radio 1, it was obvious you were going to have jingles.
Yes, oh, absolutely. I mean, they just give the station a fresh and fabulous sound. And I mean, they're terribly difficult to do. The Americans are genius at doing them. And I've introduced them on back on Pick of the Pops on Radio 2. And, the original ones, actually, just slightly resung. And people absolutely love them.
People love them, but you describe them as fresh. Are they fresh? Isn't that the point now of getting rid of them, the sung jingles, that they're no longer considered fresh?
Well, Radio 2 has just had a brand new package done, and they're fabulous, and they were done in this country. A lot of stations don't use jingles at all, but I really think they're making a slight mistake here. I might be wrong. But I think the singing jingles are just fantastic. They just give that station that fresh sound. You get a message across. It's called branding, and the station sounds so good.
But even the way that Chris Moyles did them, I mean, he was kind of taking the mickey out of them quite a lot, wasn't he?
Yes, I guess I would. Chris Moyles takes the mickey out of everything. But I still think that they sounded great, and I think without them, it's going to be interesting to hear. But I personally love them. I mean, in fact, that's the reason why I jumped ship from Radio Caroline to Radio London. I thought the jingles were absolute gems.
looking
Radio 4 needs them, you know.
Oh, don't say that.
I can just have it now, you know.
There you go, there's Tim in the background.
Radio 4, fun. It would just make it.
I'm not sure about fun. looking at the document that's been sent out to music firms, it says that they're asking for a theme that must sound slickly produced and original, feature live instrumentation, identifying motive, but no steer clear of sung jingles. From what you're saying, it'll only be a matter of time before we miss them so much that they'll be back.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Radio 1 will probably go its own way, and they've got a problem. They've got to obviously, with Chris Moyles coming off, they've got to do something different, and they're creating publicity by saying this and everything. But I think they'll be sadly missed. I mean, I love doing shows that have got great jingles, and I think the stations that have got these lovely singing jingles, particularly the American ones, and now we're getting very good at them in this country, I think they just have that added spark to them. I think the problem is a lot of DJs don't quite know how to use them properly, but when they use properly, they really do make a program and a station.
Well, everyone has until, it's the 24th of September when Nick Grimshaw takes over from Chris Moore, so you can be listening to them until then. Tony Blackburn, thanks very much.